Hey everybody, welcome to Revelation Wellness Nashville. I hope you all are having a wonderful day. So thankful that you decided to share your time with me. I definitely count it a privilege just to come and serve you and just kind of share what the Lord has been doing in my life and in my heart. And let me just tell you, friends, there is so much going on. I'll be sharing the details with you a little bit more next week about what all has been going on in my heart and in my life over the past month. And it's just intense. It's so intense. I don't even really know. Like, I can't even put it into words. I feel like I'm halfway through kind of the big thing that God's doing. And to really try to talk to you about it now would be such a, you know, not being able to give you the full picture. So I'm really praying about the Lord just continuing to move and show me more of these pieces that he's doing and orchestrating in my life. But I'm really looking forward to sharing that. I really believe it's going to birth a lot of freedom for people. So keep listening to the podcast. If you haven't noticed, on the right side of this website, it shows you like a little link to where you can actually get this off of iTunes, and you can get the app that kind of notifies you when there's another podcast. So if you don't have that yet, go ahead and grab that up so that you don't miss a podcast, because like I said, the Lord is moving. Like, he's so good. He's so active. He's so present. And if we'll tune our ears to him, you'll find that it's not the great mystery that people think it is. God is speaking. He sent us the Holy Spirit so that he can be engaged with us. He can be interacting with us. So I love to just be able to share that with you guys and have that opportunity. So again, just thank you for that. And I just look forward to sharing with you some more. So let's just open up in prayer and we will get started with today and what the Lord has given me to share with you for today. Father God, I just thank you, God, that these words are not my words, Lord, that I am laying down any piece of myself and just allowing you just to move and flow through me, God, as you would love to move through me, God. Lord, I thank you for each heart that's listening, Father, that you're orchestrating things in their own life, God, just to prepare their heart to receive this word, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for how you love your children, how you refuse to leave us the way that we are, God. And the more we press into you, God, the more you meet us right where we're at, Father. You never leave us to wonder, God, but you're always present. You're always around us, Father. God, I just thank you and I just bless your holy name, God. May you alone be glorified through this podcast and through my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so if you have your Bible, I want you to open them up to Luke 5. Now, I'm using the New King James Version. I want to just kind of share this with you. This week, when I'm working out, I always have like a whole passage of scripture pulled up on my computer. And this week, and you know, I'll just kind of use whatever translation pops up. I kind of like to look at other translations, but I'm really kind of a King James kind of girl. But I was looking at the NIV this week, and one of the verses that was kind of going through the scripture, I knew by heart, and there was half of the scripture was actually missing. And I found that in the NIV before, where actually whole verses were missing, and they weren't even referenced anywhere around it, and they were really important verses. So that's just something where I'm just kind of being a lot more choosy about even what I'm, you know, just even when I'm working out. Like I said, if I'm studying, I'm in the King James and all of that. But if I'm just kind of looking for something, sometimes I'll use the NIV. But anyway, I was just kind of frustrated with that. And I thought, wow, how many people are reading the NIV and they're not getting full scriptures that, like I said, are not just these and thous, but they're important scriptures that talks about God in particularly. And it's really important. So anyway, that's my little rant on that. But anyway, open your Bibles to Luke number 5, chapter 5. And the kind of the heading of this, it says, four fishermen called as disciples. So I'm just going to start reading. Read along with me if you can. If you're in the car, just go ahead and tune in with your ears. It says, so it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God. So the multitude, people are trying to listen to Jesus and what he's saying about God. That he stood by the lake and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put on to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. Okay, so picture with me. I'm kind of a visual person. Jesus walks up. There's a multitude of people following after him. They're wanting to hear what he has to say, but there's so many of them. They're kind of huddling around him. He sees these two empty boats. Once the fishermen come back, he says, hey, could you do me a bonus here? And could you just push out from the land just a little bit so that I can actually teach to all of these people and not kind of be just bombarded and overrun by them? So Simon does that, and it says in verse 4, when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. So these were fishermen, right? So Jesus is saying, let's go ahead and let's go back out to the deep and let's catch some fish. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. So in this instant, like, Simon just realizes this is no teacher. This is not just another rabbi. This is something special. Jesus is something different. He's something special. Probably when he heard Jesus speaking, Jesus spoke with such authority. He knew something was different, and something significantly shifted in his spirit, not only because of what he heard Jesus teaching, but now seeing Jesus activate his power, even in just administering a word for Simon to follow through on. Once he saw the revelation was bigger than just he had a net full of fish. It was the revelation of now of who Jesus actually is. In verse 9, it says, for he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish, which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. So as I've been going over this scripture and really meditating on this passage has so many different ways that the Holy Spirit can speak to you through it. So I'm just going to share off the top of my heart what I felt like the Lord was really speaking to me, and I feel like wants to encourage you as well. So we'll just believe that it's all going to come out and make sense in the end. So first point is that the fishermen had already been out on the ocean all day. They'd been working all night, I think is what the verse says. They'd been working for a really long time, and it says they had toiled all night and they caught nothing. So we know that because of what he says in verse 5 to Jesus. So they'd already been at this thing. They'd already been doing it. They'd already been spinning their wheels. They'd already been working really, really hard. So they come back in and they hang up their nets, and it, like I says earlier in the chapter, they were out washing their nets. Like, they were done. Like, they had hung it up. They were like, you know what, guys? We gave it a good try. We're going to just go ahead and hang this up. So once Jesus enters the boat, and once they hear him speak, and Jesus says, all right, guys, let's go back out there and let's catch some fish. The men had every reason to basically not do it. They were probably exhausted at this point. I can only imagine that maybe they were hungry unless they had their lunch on the boat with them or whatever time of day it was. But I'm sure they were exhausted. If after you've worked a really long night, if you work through the night or if you worked a really long day and then somebody says go back to work, odds are good you're going to have a real conflict within yourself about really doing that. But there was something within them that said, you know what? We just heard this man. We don't really fully know him yet, but there's something about him that's different. So you know what? Let's go ahead and give this a shot. But the difference was now they weren't going out alone. Now they were taking orders straight from Jesus. They had listened to his teaching, and then when he gave a direct order to them, even though it didn't make sense, even though it was something that they had already been doing, something that they were even professionals at, like they probably knew, hey, like the fish aren't biting today. We're not going to waste our time here because we already, not only did we not experience a change or a shift, not only did we not experience any fruit from our labor, but we also kind of know that from that experience, it's probably not going to change just because you said Or maybe that's what they were thinking. But because Jesus said it, they went with it, right? So they get back in the boat, they go out and they catch a ton of fish to where their boats are even sinking. It's so heavy. Now, if you were to bring in fish, that many fish, and that was your trade, that probably equates to a lot of bucks. So the men come in, they bring in their fish, and now they have like a ton of money. This fish is going to make them a lot of money. But what do? I love what it says in verse 11. It says, so when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and they followed him. You know, when we look at the worldly riches and the things that we think that we want on a daily basis, and this, especially if you live in America, the American culture is so good to tell you about everything that you want, everything that will make you happy, everything that will fulfill your dreams, it'll make life easier. And these men had went out and they had caught so much fish that they were probably thinking they might experience the same thing. But what was happening in their heart during the listening, in the obeying, and then the receiving was much deeper than anything on a worldly standard. And we know that because it says in verse 11 that they forsook all and followed him. And that's exactly what happens when we do the same thing, when we have the same process, when we stop, we kind of stop doing what we're doing and Jesus gives us a word and we're just listening for him, right? Like we're just listening. We're just listening to him teach. Maybe he's teaching to us directly. Maybe he's teaching to you through other people, but we're listening. We're listening for what he's saying. And then he gives a direction. He gives an order. He says, forgive this person. And not only forgive them, but stop holding offense towards them. Stop harboring bitterness in your heart. Hey, I want you to go and love on this person. I know that they've betrayed you. I know that it feels like it's hurtful, whatever has happened here, but I want you to go and forgive them. Or maybe it's, I want you to go and pursue this job. I know that you don't think you're going to get it and that you're not qualified. But what I'm saying to you is, let's just give it a shot. Let's just go back out there. There's so many different scenarios playing out in each and every one of your lives, but you guys know what it is. You know where the Lord is beckoning to you. And if you don't, I want, after this podcast, I want you to sit still and sit quiet. And I want you to ask the Lord, God, what are you wanting me to do? What directions do you want me to take right now? You're listening to a teaching. So just like the disciples were doing, or the fishermen at that point were doing, they were just listening to his teaching. They were just listening to what he had to say about God. But then they sat and took orders from the Lord. And then against all physical knowledge, with all professional knowledge of their trade and how it should be done and what they had already experienced in the flesh, they went ahead and did what the Lord asked them to do. I love how just even they add in that verse about how they're like telling him, well, I mean, like we've been doing that. Nevertheless, at your word, we'll do what you say. So many times I see people, and maybe even in my own life, cross our arms and we're just mad that God's like not moving. But whatever God has asked us to do, whatever things he's asked us to do, we actually have already said no to. But then we're still mad that he's not moving, he's not shifting, he's not speaking to us. We get angry that God's not speaking to us. But really the thing is we've built up, we've kind of covered our ears up because we didn't want to hear what he had to say anyway. Because it feels risky. It feels hard. We're tired. We're hungry. Right? Because we've been out on the water all night doing the thing, striving, trying to get some rest, trying to bring in some fish, trying to do all of these things. But the only problem was Jesus was never in the boat. He never asked you to go out on the water yet. But now he's in the boat. Now he's directing. Now he's guiding. We're learning how to hear God's voice. If you haven't listened to some of my podcasts before, go back and listen to some. You're going to hear a consistent theme. Let's learn how to hear from God. Let's learn how to hear from him. He's alive and well. His Holy Spirit is here. He sent him here to speak to us, to guide us, to lead us, to help us through life, to partner with him. Somewhere in the process of listening and obeying and the receiving, there's something that happens in our hearts that shifts. And we start to know God on such a more intimate level that once we've received, were willing to forsake it all and continue to follow him. What I love about this is the disciples, they didn't really know who Jesus was in his fullness yet, right? Like they had just experienced one little thing and they could have held that one little experience and said, and kept telling that story over and over and over for generations. They could have, you know, kept telling like, okay, so there was this Jesus and he was teaching and then he told us to go out and we got so many fish. Do you remember that? Do you remember that, James? Do you remember that, John? Right? Like they could have just stayed where they were at and reminisced about that great story about how God showed up in their life that one time and just stayed there. But they didn't. And I hope that we would stop doing that too, that we would stop taking our one experience that we had with God where God just really, really made himself known in our lives and then we just sat there. And we held it in our heart for the rest of our life and it just grew stale and stagnant. And we held on to that. But you know what? The greatest thing that I love about this is that the disciples were willing to chase the unknown, to pursue the unknown. What is this man fully capable of? Who is this man fully? The unknown. Maybe that was it. Maybe they left their fish and nothing else ever happened. But that unknowingness was enough. Even that's trust, friends. Like that's genuine trust and genuine faith. Their faith was increased as they began to listen, obey, and receive. More faith to listen again, to obey again, to receive again, to lay it back down, to lay down what you receive so that you can hear again, to obey again. Do you see that? From glory to glory you go. So I want to encourage you and leave you with just a couple things. One, what have you been doing? What have you been working so hard on, spending late hours at, working hard at, organizing, orchestrating, calculating, figuring out, exhausting yourself over, that you've kind of just brought the boat in and hung it up and kind of gave up on it? Maybe it's a dream. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's just hope. Maybe it's even your relationship with God. What is that thing? Spend time with the Lord. Ask him, what's the thing, Lord, that I have just brought the ship in, I've hung up the nets, and I'm headed back home? What's the thing, God, that you're wanting me to revive again, to walk with you in? So then, so I want to just kind of encourage you in that the Lord is able to shift everything. I've talked to you guys before about my personal training. That was a dead space for me. That was something that I had gotten into out of looking for worth, looking for love, looking for all these things I thought I would become once I had the perfect shape and size, right? Such a dead end road, empty. But once Jesus got in the boat with me and once he had my heart, once he said, you know what, Megan, let's go back out there. And this time I'm in your boat. Let me steer the boat. Let me tell you where to go. Let me tell you where to cast your net down. And then you're going to see a difference and a shift. And totally true. Totally changed my heart. Totally wrecked me because he was in the boat now. Now I was taking orders from him, right? So then the second thing that I want to leave you with is just the steps once again of what the disciples really did here. They first positioned themselves to listen, right? They got in the boat with Jesus. They pushed out from the water and they just listened to him. They were alone with him in the boat. There was multitudes of people back on the ground, on dry land, but they were in the boat with him. They were just positioned to listen and hear. And then they took direction. So once the Lord gave them direction, once Jesus gave them direction, they obeyed and they followed through with that direction, and then they were open to receive. So I want to kind of encourage you with that this week to really position yourself to listen and to hear from the Lord, being still, getting in your word, meditating on the word, allowing the Holy Spirit just to speak to you. And then again, taking the risk, even when you're tired, even when it's hard. Can I just tell you, it's hard sometimes, especially like the stuff that I'm going through and the Lord showing me and teaching me and bringing me through healing on is hard stuff. It's not fun to talk about. It's difficult, but the knowing that he is greater and whatever lies on the other side of this is going to just blow my mind is worth the pursuit. Is totally worth the pursuit. The more of God is worth everything in this world. It's worth it. And if you'll trust it and if you'll try it and you'll work it, you're going to find it too. You're going to find great fulfillment, great peace, great hope, great joy, great love, great faith. So be brave, friend. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I love you all. My prayers are with you. If you have questions, please feel free to shoot me an email. I'll put that down here on the comments. Please leave me comments. Share these podcasts, like them, comment, whatever you can do to get the word out that God is alive and He's moving in our lives each and every day. Love you guys.